Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, y'all. I'm Julie.
Hi there. I'm Brenda. Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side.
Now, y'all need to know that we're obsessed with everything on the other side.
Yes, we are. Because once you learn to navigate the energetic, or to some, the invisible world, life is going to be more fun and much more serene.
Heck yes, it can. Because let's be honest, Bryn, Earth School is hard. In fact, you taught me that.
Let's crush Earth School together.
Well, hello, my witchy poo. How are you this fine day?
Hello, my good elf. How are you?
You know what? I'm doing all right. I'm getting a little tired of the dog days of summer.
They're winding down. We're heading down.
I know. I'm ready for some winter to come back to us.
I'm going to remind you of that in December.
Yeah, no, and I'll still be happy about it. Back by popular demand, people actually really, really have enjoyed, the episodes where you do the live readings.
The little check-ins.
I think people really love it. And I think what's been really interesting about what people love is that there's always something in there for them. And I think they also, at a time like this, and the way that the world is when you're listening to someone else's story and how they respond to it, it helps them get out of their own crap. So it's a bit of a, that's my technical term. It helps them move away from it, and because it's expanding for them. And, you know, listening to other people's stories and how genuine they are and the transformation that can happen is, I think, a nice reprieve from what the real world is these days for our listeners, because it can really kind of suck these days.
You know, I always trust you, my elf, and you have great guidance talking me into doing this. your power of persuasion. But you also, you know, you just have a sense for what's valuable in a way that I value. Because I just always think, oh, no one's going to want to listen to someone else's reading. And lo and behold, I was wrong. And you were right. So I just want to give that a shout out to you and your wisdom and your elfin ways. So thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
So today we actually have a lovely woman who is so brave and willing to talk to us today. And her name is Jenny. I think probably the best way is probably, Brenda, if you're ready to roll and with Jenny and or ask her questions, I'm going to I'm here, but I'm going to step aside a little bit for you two to go.
So Jenny, why don't you just unmute for a second and just say hi to everybody?
Hello, everybody. And thank you so much, ladies, for having me today. I appreciate it so very much.
Well, we're so glad to have you. So thank you. And then if you can mute again, I'm going to just talk a little bit about, so you obviously generously shared your information so I could run some charts in your situation. And so I did your numerology and your astrology chart just to spend a little bit of time with it. And there's just a couple of things that I want to bring up front, you know, right away to hear your take on it. You have a rising sign of Aquarius. As I'm just going to speak astrology, it doesn't have to mean anything. Your sun is in Capricorn and your moon is in Sag and your rising sign is in Aquarius. And so people probably see you as someone who works very hard. Is that, you know, that when you decide to do a project, you do it. you don't put it off. You don't get distracted. You get it done. Like, you deliver it. Does this make sense? This is how people think about you?
Yes, very much so.
Yeah. And if someone says, oh, stop doing that, you're like, no, I said I was going to do it. Right.
Yes, very much.
Yeah, definitely a person of your word. And so, which is interesting. As far as your emotions go, you know, how you process your emotions is very interesting, because you have very deep emotions, but you sometimes process them in the collective. Does this make sense? So, like, you have a lot of compassion for what's happening in the world to other groups of people. Does this make sense?
Makes a lot of sense. I have a lot of compassion and a lot of empathy, yes.
And so are you someone who actually has to, like, stop watching the news sometimes?
I actually did stop watching the news because it bothers me so much, yes.
Yeah, it's so disruptive. And it's not like, I can't take this, I don't want to know what's happening. It's like, you have a hard time functioning and you can't talk yourself off the ledge, right? You're like, I'm wrecked. I can't do anything because I must do something about this big thing, right? Whatever's going on. And this brings me back to where I started, which is your Aquarius rising. When Aquarius is all about the tribe, it's all about the community. It's all about gathering people. And so I really feel like this is part of your chart that rises, that some people really, that even you may not actually understand what's happening. Even if people know like how your Capricorn and Sun is, they'd go, oh, that's how it's getting expressed. But I really think so much of this Aquarius rising that says, I want to work for justice. I want to work for, the people who aren't the mainstream. Like there's always a concern for people who like are always kind of left out a little bit. Does this make sense of what I'm talking about?
It makes perfect sense. I work for, would like to do a lot more for people who suffer with addiction.
Okay.
And those are voices that are left out that I have a very strong voice for.
There you go.
So yes, that makes perfect sense.
So the other thing that's interesting to me about the House of Aquarius is, first of all, that's where astrology is held, in the House of Aquarius. So I don't know if you ever have interest reading about astrology, but I think that would be fun for you. But it's also where like technology and electricity it lives in this house. And so I want to ask about that situation and how that shows up for you.
Electricity shows up for me I was kind of secondarily struck by lightning back in 1992. I was actually laying on the floor in front of the fireplace and lightning struck the tree outside, came down through the chimney and out the electrical sockets and got me because I was laying with my feet propped up on the fireplace mantle. So yes, that's where that would come into play with me.
Oh my. Well, that's taking it literally. Okay. Did that change the trajectory of your life in any way?
It did, yes. I actually was able to start communicating with spirits and I was given a gift when that happened, yes.
Okay. There's usually some sort of, shift with that. So I just think it's really interesting that your passion to work for are people with addictions. And sometimes that can be alcohol, sometimes that can be drugs, but the alcohol is also called spirits, right? So there's this thread that's gets woven in. So, and then I want to ask, because of how this happened, I want to talk to you about boundaries and how are you able to hold boundaries, or do the spirits sometimes break through? Can it be distracting, almost disruptive?
It can be very disruptive for me.
That's what it looks like to me. And partly because you have this open heart and dedication to help, that sometimes you put yourself second and you don't know that you can actually say to the spirits, hey, I'm off the clock. So do you ever do that, or do you have tools to do that?
I am able to tell them that this is my time. This is, you are not welcome here at this time. However, I do get overwhelmed because there is more than one a lot of the time.
I understand. I'm very empathetic to that. So there are a lot of different ways to do it, but one that I think is very accessible is just simply shutting down the chakras. So you've right, the energy centers. Do you work? Are you aware of the chakras? Do you work with those centers?
I'm not aware of that. No.
Okay, so then this would not be very accessible. So it's just some energy sources in your system. So I really want you to think about red light, green light. Okay. And the green light says, you just put a red light or green light in your energy field. And the green light says, I'm open to messages you have. I'm open to what's coming in as long as it's in the highest vibe, harm to none. Red light, you just put a red light in your field that says, not open for business, not available. Right. And then I would ask Archangel Michael to stand guard next to that red light, green light. Okay. So that way you have a guardian and you have a system that can work for you. Okay. Sometimes just keeping it really simple is best. I'm available. I'm not available. And so that way you don't have to negotiate with individual spirits. And if there is ever a breakthrough, which there shouldn't be, right, with this, when you set up the system and you have to tend to it every day. Right. Yeah. Right. And some days I'm tending to it and I'm not available today. You do have to pay attention to it every day. So just think of it like set it up that so it's easy. Like think of it when you're brushing your teeth. Okay. Am I open today? Am I not open today? Or set when you are going to be open. I'm going to be open at 2:00 or whatever works, right? But be thinking, like, put a little post-it note that says, until it becomes a habit, I have to put my system in place, and I put Archangel Michael next to whatever's going on. And if there is a breakthrough with a spirit, you just point to your stoplight. Hey, it's red, go away. Not open. You don't get to come through. Get in line for when I am available, but it's not now.
Thank you.
Does that seem like that could work?
That does seem like something I could try, yes. I have tried things like that in the past. However, I don't know if it's my empathy that overwhelms me, where I just feel like I need to help all of them that come along. And it's hard for me to turn away and not do it.
Yes, yes.
That just takes over a lot of those times, and that's why I get so overwhelmed.
I can completely understand. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and talk about that, because that's something everyone needs help with, not just you, but we're talking specifically to you about this. So we'll be right back.
Do you ever sign up for free subscriptions that end up costing you hundreds, if not thousands of dollars because you forgot to cancel? That used to happen to me all the time. Truebill is the one app that helps you identify and stop paying for subscriptions you're not using and simply forgot to take care of. On average, people can save up to $720 per year with Truebill. Because companies make subscriptions hard to cancel, Truebill makes it incredibly simple. Just link your accounts and Truebill will cancel your unwanted subscriptions in one tap, and your Truebill concierge is there when you need them to cancel unwanted subscriptions so you don't have to take the time to do it. Truebill has over 2 million users and helped them save over $100 million. Just like Jennifer B., who says, with your help, our family saved $587 per year on unnecessary subscriptions. I really didn't understand how Truebill could help me until we took that money for a very large home purchase. Don't fall for subscription scams. Start canceling today at Truebill.com/otherside. Go right now to Truebill.com/otherside, and it could save you thousands of dollars a year. Truebill.com/otherside.
Get your tickets now for the daytime stage at our iHeartRadio Music Festival, presented by Samsung Galaxy.
Saturday, September 18th at Area 15, Las Vegas's new entertainment and events complex. A mind-blowing experience.
The hottest new stars from all genres of music perform live on the daytime stage.
Don't miss DaBaby, Olivia Rodrigo,
The Kid LAROI,
Sweetie,
All Time Low,
24K Golden,
Russell Dickerson,
Youngblood,
Gabby Barrett,
Tate McRae,
Conan Gray,
Addison Rae, and more. The biggest artists in music come together for one weekend in Las Vegas.
Get your tickets for our 2021 iHeartRadio Music Festival, including the daytime stage, at AXS.com.
Presented by Samsung Galaxy. Samsung wants to remind you that on August 11th, there's only one question you should be asking yourself. Are you ready for this life? Something big is brewing. Find out more at Samsung.com/reserve.
Hey, everybody. I'm Aditi Kinkabwala.
And I'm Mike Yam, and we are the hosts of NFL Explained. It's the podcast where football fanatics come to learn everything they always wanted to know about football,
but didn't know who to ask.
Well, they can ask us now. And of course, we're going through all of these topics, Aditi. And I know you and I are so excited to start disseminating nothing but football nugs.
Well, and Mike, I've got questions of my own. Like, do you know why the Packers are named the Packers?
I absolutely do, because I got the research packet. I went through it, and I do know that it has nothing to do with Pac-Man, and it has everything to do with cheese packing.
Not cheese, with meat. Meat packing. It was a meat packing company that put $500 up for the uniforms.
Or how about this? How about, like, what constitutes an actual catch?
Unfortunately, Mike, I don't think that we will possibly have enough time to figure that one out.
But the point is, you're going to be able to join us every Thursday to talk about every interesting detail and the game we all love. It's NFL Explained, and it premieres September 2nd.
Reasonable questions about the NFL answered. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, we are back from this break, and I think we're going to be talking about boundaries and systems, right? Like, we all need rituals like this to help us manage, I think, especially with what, I mean, listen, I've had my fair share of the spirits coming through, but it doesn't sound like anything of what certainly Jenny has dealt with, and certainly you, my witchy poo. So I'm going to let you guys continue.
Okay, thank you, my dear. All right. So, Jenny, again, remember where I opened talking about how when you get dedicated to something, you are full on, and then how empathetic you are, right? So these are the, you know, the sun and moon, very strong, very, very strong influences in your astrology chart. And then all of your planets are in the fourth quartile of the chart, which is it just talks about how you are so committed to integrating all of society into the personal. Like, this is why, you know, you talked about how hard it is because you're so empathetic. But I want you to remember, and I'm challenging you because it's really hard. This is not easy. And it's essential, because if you burn out, you're not going to be able to help anybody, right? You're going to be just fried. And with what your nervous system has taken in terms of electricity, right? And in our body, our nervous system is our electricity, right? So you're already, well, you got this gift, which is amazing. It's also puts you in a fragile, vulnerable spot on the regular, because if you do too much spirit work, you know, you get trashed for a couple of days. Is that right?
I actually, that was one of my questions that I wanted to ask you, was why do I become physically ill after communicating with the spirits? Because I get so drained and become physically ill for 24 hours, sometimes a couple of days.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. So thank you for sharing that. And partly it's for two reasons. One, you are not grounding when you're doing your work. You have to stay grounded. So what happens is when you drop grounding cords, you are connected and being held by the energy of the earth. When you are doing readings without that, all your energy goes up. It's to get to communicate with the spirits. Like, the frequency goes up. It literally goes up your body, out the crown chakra, which is a whole different system. So then you're not grounded. And that's high frequency, when you're not grounded, is really hard on the body. I'm going to highly recommend that you get some black tourmaline. We have some great pieces. We have some great bracelets. And you can get that. You can get it anywhere. You don't have to get it through us. But I don't know why you wouldn't. We have fabulous stuff. But because it's going to help ground you. And it also has a purifying effect, so that when you're working with the spirits, there's just a sort of seal, a soft energetic seal to your system. So that is, because it sounds to me like you're letting the spirits actually come into your system and run it through your body, which is not helpful. Even you can channel without allowing that, without having your body take the hit of engaging with spirit. Okay. And then, do you have a lead spirit guide that you work with?
Well, that was going to be another one of my questions. Since I was young, I've had somebody named Jack that's been with me. And I was wondering who that may be.
Yeah.
Okay. I just have to tell everybody what's happening. Since it's an audio, I just need everybody to know this is, it's my favorite, like, witchy poo move. She tilts her head down and she picks up her little, like, dowsing rod, and you can see her talking to herself, and see the rod start spinning around. So I just want everybody to know this is what's happening. I am here to be a commentator.
Thank you. All right. So this is the deal about Jack. So Jack, I feel like Jack was a fine sort of familiar spirit when you were young, but now that you're an adult and you're doing these completely different work, I'm going to fire Jack in this way. Her eyes just got really big, like, wait, what? You can still play with him and create with him. And sometimes when you take on a fun project, like, you got to figure stuff out, that can be fun. But what you're talking about is doing some serious soul work with people, correct? That is not Jack's forte. And quite frankly, he gets a little frustrated because you've grown beyond him. And so it's just not helpful to use him for this role. It's like, you know, using a screwdriver where you need a hammer. Can you do it? Yeah. Is it efficient? No. Thus, you get trashed. Okay. Does this make sense?
Yes.
Have I insulted you?
No,
by firing you?
No, not at all.
Okay. I just really want to protect you. And this is the deal. Jack can't do it. And again, I don't know how you can play with him in other ways and engage with him in like creative ways, but that's going to be it. Okay. You're going to up your game. So do you like being outside? Is that kind of a thing for you?
I love to be outside fishing and camping. I love to do those kind of things. Yes.
Okay, great. Because that's so I'm asking for a guide. And the first thing I saw was just green, like green plants. And just being outside, I'm like, okay, well, that's not helpful. You know, I'd actually like a spirit. And so then, you know, when I asked if you'd like to be outside, and then they showed me this beautiful meadow, goldenrod. That's what I saw. So look up the plant goldenrod. Okay. And so that you have a visual for what that looks like, not because you need to, but this is the spirit that comes in. And there has to be some, well, a golden, right? Golden is a high, pure color, a high frequency. But I feel like what this is a healing plant, and I feel like one of your secret dreams is that you would actually like to help heal people. Is that correct? I mean, in addition to the recovery of addiction works, but is this real for you?
I worked as an EMT for several years before I got into the work that I do now, which is a caretaker for someone. So, yeah.
Okay. So this is a strong theme for you.
Yeah. And I actually wanted to go on to be an RN, but I haven't made it that far. So.
Okay. And that's something that you can always work towards, because you have a very fast mind. So that's fun for you to always be studying. But I do want to invite you to look up goldenrod to figure out what sort of healing properties it has. Because the way they showed it to me is that you can use it in really expansive ways and almost collectively, like you in your meditations, where you can sweep it over groups of people, or, you know, if you're holding people collectively, you know, even writing down prayer circles or, you know, healing circles or things like that, you can bring that energy in a group level, which is really how you like to work with people in the spirit realm, right? It's a collective piece. And you can write down cities that are, you know, in trouble, like the Dixie Fire or something like that. You know, you can use it in this way. Does this make sense? Is that helpful?
Yes, that makes total sense. Yes.
Yeah. And so again, what they showed me is like you sweeping through, like, and you don't have to have physical goldenrod. You can just hold it and visualize it sweeping over a place that says, literally, I'm pulling out the negative energy so that healing can begin, things like that.
Just going to give you a little tidbit about the goldenrod that might kind of help you think about this, Jenny, is that it says planting goldenrod near the vegetable garden can draw bad bugs away from valuable vegetables. There's meaning there.
Thank you, my elf. That's very, very helpful. I didn't know what it was, but I knew it was there. So
I'd never heard of it before, but that's not uncommon.
I think I've heard of it, but I think it's been a really long time. And but just the picture, and they stuck with me. So thank you to my guides for doing that. So you are going to work literally with the symbol, but you also have a guide that's the visual of goldenrod. Now, I feel like this is a healing guide. I feel like it could even be a protector, but I'm going to let you do that, right? Because you're going to do that in your work with goldenrod. And I feel like what you'll see first is the plant, and then what will emerge after you've developed a connection with that frequency, with that visual, what will emerge then will probably be either a shaman or a healer of some sort.
That sounds wonderful. Thank you.
Can you feel that energy building a little bit next to you?
I can, yes.
And can you feel how tangible it is and how, yes. And that is a very high frequency compared to Jack?
It is very high, yes. Very much so.
Okay, so so my invitation to you is to never do any sessions without bringing your goldenrod in first, okay?
Okay.
Promise me?
I promise.
And you should not actually be doing, I don't know how many sessions are you doing back-to-back?
I don't do any back-to-back.
Okay, good. Perfect. I think eventually, like maybe even a year from now, you can do like maybe two a day, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, or one in the afternoon, one in the evening. But we're going to start there, right, eventually, okay? And never like back-to-back days, not for a while anyhow, okay?
Okay.
Until you get this in place, and then, you'll know. You'll work with goldenrod to figure that out. We're going to take another break, and we'll be right back.
The Labor Day savings inside the Home Depot means something different once you're back out there doing. For example, in here, it's a wide selection of top-rated appliances, but out there, it's your home running like a well-oiled machine. Order in-store, online, or in the Home Depot app and get free delivery and flexible installation, so you save money and time. Right now, you can save big on a new Samsung kitchen package at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Valid through September 15th, 2021. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details.
The stories that are affecting the Black community are being covered on the Black Information Network. Not a show or a podcast. BIN is a 24/7 news network covering stories from a Black perspective. Listen to the Black Information Network on the iHeartRadio app and get news for and by the Black community anywhere, anytime. Keeping you informed, keeping you engaged. The Black Information Network and BINnews.com.
Bienvenidos, mi gente. Gloria Estefan here. We are bringing Red Table Talk the Estefans to podcast. Just like our Red Table Talk sisters, we have brought three generations together to talk family, relationships, and social issues from the perspective of three fabulosas Latinas. Join me with my niece Lily, a beloved Latina TV star and devoted mother of two. She is Estefan.
You can break my heart, but you cannot take my soul.
And my daughter Emily. She's a talented musician. She's outspoken and a powerful voice of her generation. She's Estefresh.
People need people, but you have to make the first step to say that.
And I'm Esther Fierce. I'm Gloria Estefan. I'm a performer. I've been married for 42 years, have two children, one grandson, and five dogs. Listen to Red Table Talk the Estefans as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, we are back with Jenny, and I think Jenny has some questions. So, Jenny, go ahead.
Okay. My first question is, I would like to know, why do I wait to the last minute to do anything? I have done that my whole life.
You know what I said before about your mind being so fast?
Yes.
You do it because it's fun. If you prepare too much, then you don't get that adrenaline rush. And that's what makes it fun. Because then you can feel smart. You know, you're like, oh, I was under so much pressure and I pull it out. Right? Yeah. I pull the rabbit out of my head. Woo! If I had done it regular ahead of time, it would have been a little boring and not as much fun for me.
I understand that. Okay. That makes sense to me.
I was just going to say, there is also something about that Aquarius, because it's a air sign. It just likes to run fast. So
my mind does run very fast. I have very bad anxiety.
Aquarius doesn't have to be anxiety. It just likes to go fast. And so when your mind starts going fast on negative or stressful things or worry, right? Just remember, you know, you just giggle and go, oh, that's just me betting on losing. I'm going to bet on winning. So what would happen if this didn't happen, if I wasn't worried about it, and play that game instead?
That's a good way. Yeah, that's a good way to look at it.
Because it's just, you're making it up, right? So you're in total control of it.
Okay. Something I need to know that I cannot figure out for myself is, do I have an attachment?
You have a couple of them. Yeah, you just have a couple of them. So you would want to, again, I would work with Archangel Michael to help use his sword to attract them out, to extract them.
Are they ones that are causing me
some physical pain?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. That's what I needed.
And look, it's not like they attacked, but you ran without protection. You ran without energy, you know, and so it's like an open house. Anyone can come in. You know, when you release them, you don't have to like panic or do anything. Just talk to Archangel Michael to get them out. And then use the prayer protection to seal. Get your black tourmaline, get your selenite, grid your house, grid your workspace. I know like the game of procrastination is fun for the rush, but using these systems of the stoplight, of Archangel Michael, of the prayer protection, of the tools, the gridding tools, these are not things you can delay. You can't afford to delay.
I will do that right away.
And then I just want to ask one more thing about water. Are you drinking enough water?
Yes, I drink lots of water. I drink about 60 ounces of water a day.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
That should be good.
Okay, I have another question for you. Why is it that on some occasions I hear spirits' voices in like a staticky off-station radio voice?
Let me ask you this. Are these the spirits that eventually come through, or do they just kind of move on?
They come through. I eventually can make out what they're saying, but it takes me a lot.
And when they come through, is it something you can do something with, or are they just coming through to communicate, to connect?
They're just coming through to connect with me.
When you work with goldenrod, you will have less of that because it is literally just static on the line. It's just because those spirits aren't necessarily for you. They just get excited that you can discern them, that you can hear them. And so they're just opportunists. Like, oh, I just have someone that I can talk to and you can see me and this is so fun. I miss being on the earth, you know, in earth school and this will be great. And it's just noise. Like they don't come through with inspiration or a message to heal or to move on or inform or, you know, send love. It's just like, blah, 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 blah. You know, what's that? And what are you doing there? Or, you know, I'm doing this. Or, you know, it's just gossip. You know, you don't need that. It's not helpful. So when you hear it, change your frequency because you're like, no, no access. And then you put that red stop sign up, their stoplight. And the stoplight can actually be at different frequencies. So if you're actually in service or doing a session and you start getting some static on the line, you can put that stoplight on up for that specific frequency that it's coming in on so you can focus on serving the person in front of you.
And if you don't mind me adding, one thing that I, as I'm like kind of tuning in as well, obviously on another level to this, is in those cases, it would be interesting for you to create a circle of the goldenrod around you, and that will help with the static, I think. I mean, I kind of feel like, I mean, I know bringing it in, but there's like imagine a physical circle around you of them.
Yeah, that's very helpful. Absolutely. Do I have any family members that have passed on that I still have around me?
Yeah, you have lots of family, but do you not communicate with them?
I'm just wondering if I have any that are around me that I'm not aware of that don't want me to know that they're around me.
I don't know that I would be able to discern, like, who doesn't want to know, you to know that they're around.
I feel like I have a family member that might be around me that doesn't want me to know that they're around me.
Okay, Jenny, if you feel like there is a spirit around you, then trust that. And so trust your gifts.
Okay. Okay.
I will say the first one through the door is a grandmother. It feels like a maternal grandmother.
A maternal grandmother? Yes.
That's the first one through the door. I mean, she's very close and very, very supportive. And I feel like she had a very strong way of living life and enjoyed life.
Yes. But yes, my maternal grandmother did pass away when I was in my early 20s or late 20s. I miss her. But do you have any other family members that are maybe showing?
Well, she's the first one through. But so I want to ask if there's someone that you think doesn't want to be known around you, I would ask, you know, that spirit to make a choice, either show up fully or, you know, release the space. Because if they don't want to engage with you, but they're hanging around.
It's that I feel that she's probably scared to show herself to me because it hasn't been very long since she's passed away.
My impression is it might also be just lack of skill. I would give her 90 more days to get some game. And the spirit life, and then she'll be good.
All right,
Jenny, cannot thank you enough for you know willing to be on the show with us and to be so open with what has happened in your life and what you have been dealing with since that. I will encourage you. I don't know if you're a big reader, but there is a book by a man named Danian Brinkley called Saved by the Light, and Danian was also struck by lightning. So yeah, if you all could see her face, it was like, oh wait, somebody else has had to deal with this too. Danny is still with us on the planet. He has had a lot of struggles, physical struggles from his lightning, not just strikes. But I encourage you, because I think that you'll feel seen when you read his book, and it's incredibly, yeah, so well written. And he is a really amazing man. And he really took what his event that happened in his life and he turned it and literally changed who he was. And so hopefully he'll be an inspiration to you too, to go down your healing path, because, you know, when things like this happen in life, it is not by a weird coincidence kind of thing. There's intention for you. And so I think by reading his story will probably, I hope, would inspire you to continue with what it is that's in your heart that you would like to do. So I want to offer that to you.
It's a beautiful book.
Thank you so very much.
We are so happy to have you. And also, I will keep in touch with you and I will follow up. I wrote notes of all the things that Brenda had talked about, and I will be reminding you of them. The green light, red light, the black tourmaline, the goldenrod. Like, so I have all those. So I will follow up with you, because that is also who we are.
Yes. And Archangel Michael.
Sister did not forget. My main man. Okay. I love him. He's okay. My all-time favorite. Yes, same. Yes, love the St. Michael. So with that, I will start by saying Earth School is hard.
Without the other side.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks for listening. And Jenny, again, thank you. We'll take care of you, hon.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. And a special thanks to our producer, Maya Cole, who guides us while we guide you.
Hit us up on Instagram at OtherSideGuides or shoot us a note at OtherSideGuides@iHeartRadio.com. And you can even call us at 833-22-GUIDE to leave us a message.
We want to know what you think. We want to know what you know. And we want to hear your stories.
And remember,
Earth School is hard
without the other side. Insider's Guide to the Other Side is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.